You must really be relishing the opportunity to face Man City on Thursday.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, it's a dream for us, really. It couldn't have helped us. I mean, Man City, we owe them, really, big time. Because it wouldn't be on television, would it? And we're going to get the revenue. It's helped us with the embargo and so forth. So it's been a blessing in disguise, really. And it's good for the, you know, especially the youngsters who are going to be given opportunity. You know, we've got three or four youngsters that could get in most Premier League team squads. And it'll give them an opportunity to show what they can do.
And facing a squad that cost, what, 200 million odd?
Well, I just think it's fantastic. Personally, I think Man City fans have had it rough over the years. And I think it's great that foreign owners have come in with money and supported a British manager. And, everybody talks about the pressure he's under. I think he'll be loving it. You know, to be able to sign these quality players that he's got, I think it's exciting and, good luck to him, I think.
Wouldn't you think that it would be better if some of that money that's coming in from overseas filtered down between the leagues? And
yeah, but you can't, you know, whose fault is it? I mean, Man City have got this buyer from wherever, and good luck to them. You know, it's only like Abramovich at Chelsea, isn't it? We wish we could get somebody like that coming to Palace. They won the lottery, and I think it's a great thing for the club, especially for Manchester, because all of a sudden there's two teams in Manchester, and looking from afar, I think it's fantastic.
So, from our point of view, do you think it's a matter of concentration, especially from the back four on Thursday?
Well, I think they've let me touch the cup this morning because it's the nearest I'm going to come to it. If we defend like we did in the 15 minutes against Newcastle, I would think it'll be looking at double figures. So, you know, we know that we can't defend like that to have any chance whatsoever of an upset. And we don't really want to be 3 or 4 nil down at half time, if I'm honest. But it'll be a good challenge to see if we can give a game to a club like this.
Is that something that you've been concentrating on in training this week, on the defensive side?
Well, not really. I mean, if people don't listen to your instructions, then you've got to look at, are you going to stick with them or are you going to change it and play people that are going to listen to your instructions from a manager's point of view. And if instructions would have been carried out, we wouldn't have been 2-0 down after 15 minutes. So, it'll be interesting to see if certain people or, defenders in particular respond.
And do you think there are areas that we can trouble them?
Well, I think the players that we've got at our disposal in the squad, when you look at Freddie Sears and Darren Ambrose and Victor Moses, I think we've got people who can more than cause them problems, if I'm honest. And, obviously we need a bit of luck on the day because I was listening to Mick McCarthy on Saturday, they could have got 10. But having said that, Wolves could have equalised near the end. So, that's what you need. You need a bit of luck against teams like this because they are going to create, they are going to create chances.
And, of course, there's going to be good support from the Palace fans on the night as well, isn't there?
Yeah, I mean, they've been brilliant. I mean, all the preparation that we did for Newcastle and all the build-up from the Ipswich game, all the talk and whatever it was, has gone out the window 60 seconds after we've kicked off. A waste of time working. I might as well have gone on holiday for a week and been fishing than spending all the time I did to go a goal down after a minute. So, we've got to realise that we can't do that. And if we don't do silly things like that, I think we can give everybody, including Manchester City, a good game of football.
And you didn't have Julian Speroni at your disposal on Saturday. Is he going to be fit for the game?
We'll know more Wednesday morning, really. I think seeing a specialist, and the specialist will see if the swelling's gone down a little bit. And he's obviously can talk better. Well, he couldn't talk well anyhow, but he's talking a little bit better than he was. We're optimistic on that.
And are there any other injury worries that you have to worry about?
No, not really. I mean, I think Paddy McCarthy got a bit of a kick on his knee, but he should be okay.
There's been a lot of speculation about Victor Moses in the press this week. Can you clarify the situation?
Well, I've been asked loads of times, and I'm absolutely fed up of asking. I will ask you a question. If you were Wigan Athletic or any club outside the top four in the Premier League and you paid £4 million for a player, would you loan him back to us?
No, I wouldn't. So, but I'd certainly want to buy him.
So, the answer is it's ridiculous. If we got an offer of any sort, we would discuss it with the chairman and everything. But we've had we haven't had an offer for him. We've had a couple of people inquire about him. But there's been no offer for him at all. And if there isn't an offer for him, obviously I think he's come back a lot stronger. He's a bit disappointed that he's not been in the team the last two away games. But, you know, I've gone with people I can 100% trust. And at the moment, Victor's doing a lot better, but I can't 100% trust him at all at the moment. So, you know, I'm more likely to play him at home than I am away.
And now the embargo has been lifted, are you looking to tie up the deals for Claude Davis and
yes.
Ryan Smith?
Yeah, well, we're talking to Ryan about a short-term contract. And obviously, Claude, we'd like to get him registered. I think we've got a hearing on Friday about his work permit. So that's, you know, couldn't correspond at a better time, really.
Okay, well, good luck for Thursday.
Thank you.